You're listening to SBS News.
Britain's chief medical officers say children aged 12 to 15 should be vaccinated against coronavirus, despite a ruling by the government's vaccine advisers that the step would have only marginal health benefits. England's chief medical officer and his counterparts in Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland say that the age group should be given a single dose of the Pfizer vaccine, but they have yet to decide on whether to give the students a second dose. The government says it's highly likely to follow the recommendation. Other countries, including the US, Canada, France and Italy, already offer coronavirus vaccines to children 12 and up, but Britain has held off. Dr. June Rain of the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency says the side effects of young people being vaccinated were mild.
And our job is to continually review the balance of what we observe against what we expect to see. We've undertaken a very thorough review, both of the UK and the international reports. There's a consistent pattern. There are frequently do we see cases in young males and after the second dose. But overall, the conclusion of our expert advisers is that these are mild cases. Individuals usually recover within a short period of time with standard treatment. And our advice remains that the benefits outweigh the risks of getting vaccinated, and this includes those aged 12 to 15.
Nearly all of New York City's 300,000 public employees were required to be back at their workplaces on Monday as the city ended remote work. Most will either need to be vaccinated or undergo weekly COVID-19 testing. The city was also set up to start enforcing rules requiring workers and patrons to be vaccinated to go indoors at restaurants, museums and entertainment venues. Response to the forced return to office-based work has been mixed. Director of the New York City Department for the Aging, Yvette Santiago, says while she welcomes the return, she does have some hesitations.
There's more hustle and bustle in the office, which is a good thing, but I also feel sort of the pressure to be masked all the time, which is really claustrophobic for me. And sort of those looming, sort of, are people watching if you're masked? So it's a different sort of model right now, and I'm just trying to adjust.
In Venezuela, infections have been on the rise over the last few months, and doctors warn it may get worse. When access to the public health service is complicated and a private clinic is unaffordable, many choose to be treated at their home for a significantly lower price. The Pan American Health Organization emphasized that in Venezuela, unlike other countries in the region where cases are decreasing, numbers have not dropped in the same period. Venezuela has reported over 346,000 positive cases and just over 4,000 deaths. Dr. Leonardo Acosta has a private medical service that treats and provides hospital-level care for COVID-19 patients in their homes.
Now it's becoming more and more difficult to admit a patient to a public centre. In private centres, we still have capacity, but particularly with the public centre, right now, at this moment, it's much more difficult to admit patients than 2 or 3 months ago, when we could refer a patient and there was no major problem for admission to the COVID-19 area in particular.
And Vietnam is speeding up its vaccination program as it attempts to loosen coronavirus lockdown restrictions in major cities by the end of September. In the capital, Hanoi, which has been under lockdown order since July, health workers are working through the night to give the COVID-19 vaccine jabs. According to the health ministry, the city has administered 5.5 million doses of vaccine since March, when Vietnam launched the vaccination program, with more than a million of them given last weekend, making it a record high. About 80% of the city's 5.7 million adults have received at least one shot, but a shortage in supplies has made Vietnam slow down its vaccination program in recent months, with the Delta variant killing more than 15,000 people in just 4 months. Dr. Nguyen Dang Long, head of Trung Van Ward, Hanoi, says a mixture of vaccines are being used.
This is a populous ward with many labourers and students living here, so the number of people who need vaccination is large. We have to organise in a way that people can come for the vaccination, but social distancing regulations are still maintained.
And the World Health Organization has released new figures on Monday showing the total number of global COVID-19 cases reached over 224 million, with the death toll surpassing 4.6 million as of Monday, according to the WHO. And for health and support measures that are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, you can visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.